thing.
Okay, start record.
Okay, you ready? We have sound. We have picture. We have streaming. We have Mia. Everything's good. Jeff's over there looking great with a Texas shirt. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We never went anywhere. It's Friday. Kind of Funny Morning Show, November 17th. Mia Khalifa. Hey! For the third and final time. Thank you so much for your patience. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We have a fun-filled day in store for you. We had some great conversation earlier about how you quit coffee. I want to talk to you about that.
Okay.
We're going to do this show. We're going to talk about nerdy news, a lot of Star Wars news. Sorry about that. No sports news. Sorry about that.
We can talk sports if you want.
If you want, we do a segment on the show every day, or every week rather, called Andy's 15 Seconds of Sports. Now, Andy is a person that you haven't met because he's not here today.
I know. I was told that I have to meet Andy, and I'm very disappointed he's not here.
You will have to meet Andy eventually.
My friend Edward loves him.
He is a he's a loser because he decided to go home for something called Thanksgiving.
Oh, God.
And be with his stupid family instead of
hanging
out with
you. Oh, my God, what a monster. What kind of sociopath chooses to do that?
I have no idea. But if you'd like, when we get later on into the show, I'm willing to program an extra 15 seconds in for sports.
I get a whole 15 seconds?
You get a whole 15 seconds. I will time that. Now, I'll tell you this.
Did you just shudder at my touch or check the time?
No, no, I checked the time to make sure. Your touch was very, very cold.
It's the coffee.
I will tell you this, though. If you go above 15 seconds, we have a rule here on the show. Every second you go above 15 seconds counts against the next time you come on the show. So if you go, you can go a minute, you can go 10 minutes, it doesn't matter. But if you go 10 minutes, you can never talk sports on my show ever again. Okay? I'm just letting everyone know. So everyone knows the expectation and the ground rules, including you out there who are probably watching live on Twitch.tv/KindofFunnyGames. Maybe. I don't know. If not, if this whole thing goes on fire, of course, we put this on YouTube.com/KindofFunny each and every day. And if you want to listen to podcasts or if they're on podcasts, we put it on podcast services everywhere. Of course, this episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by KindofFunny.com/store, where you can get all sorts of... Kevin, bring it up. Kevin, bring it up. There it is. You can give. You can get all your cool shirts. We have a new little silly mug, which I guess is made out of silicone. Silicone. Is it silicone or silicone? I wish. I don't have that kind of money, but I would totally rebuild myself. Can they make you taller yet? Is that a thing they can do?
Oh, that is a very painful operation.
They gotta, like, crack things, right?
They gotta cut your legs in half and then, like, saw them in half and then, like, screw them. You never get bone in between. It's just like metal plates holding your legs together to make them taller.
I'm just going to continue to wear lifts. I'll just keep doing that. I'll just tell my wife to stop wearing heels. That'll be where that is. Of course, we are happy to have you here. If you guys want to go support Mia and all of her endeavors, you can support her at patreon.com/MiaKhalifa, where she's doing all sorts of cool things. You're also streaming. Do you want people to go over and check out your Twitch channel?
My Twitch is twitch.tv/MiaKhalifa. I haven't streamed in a while because I've been in the middle of moving to California temporarily, so it's been a very stressful time.
So you're moving from where?
From Austin, Texas.
From Austin, Texas. Yeah. Okay, cool. Is that something that you're excited about?
Absolutely not. I hate California.
Is it because that? Let me ask you a couple questions about this. Let's do it. Let's dig into this real quick.
Okay.
Is it because the weather's too nice? Is that why? Is it because you can go to the beach whenever you want?
I hate the beach. I lived in Miami for 3 years. Only went to the beach twice, and both times it was for someone's birthday party. Like, I was forced to go there.
Yeah, but Miami Beach, like, the water feels like piss. It's warm.
I never go in the water. I also lived in Hawaii for 6 months, right after high school.
Hawaii's
still hated Hawaii.
Okay. So just do you just
I'm not
like
a beach
the sand?
Person. I don't like it when it's so nice outside that people are like, we should go outside.
You're an indoor kid.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah.
See, the thing is this. I understand if you don't like the sand. I don't like sand. My wife has a particular thing she likes. She prefers the pool that overlooks the beach.
Oh,
so
my God. She
pool.
Has just loophole.
Yes. And she loves it. So when we go to places, we take vacations every now and again when I'm forced to. And we go to tropical locales. And she goes, it has to be a hotel that has an infinity pool that overlooks a beach so that I can see the sand.
I just have a new standard for vacations
there
now.
There it is, but not interact with the sand. So I'm just telling you right now, there it is.
Wife.
You can say thank you, D. She doesn't watch anything that we do, but it's okay. She doesn't understand. She doesn't care. I try to, like, my life, I told her the other night, we were hanging out, I was like, you know, my goal in life is to continually impress you. And she's like, well, you should probably start at some point.
Oh, my God.
I know. She's so brutally mean to her.
You know
and
what's
that
hilarious?
Just makes
my manager
more.
Doesn't watch my show either.
Really?
So when I'm like, yeah, this thing happened today, it was awful. He was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, the reason that I'm forced to be in Los Angeles for your and my well-being.
Who can keep up with that?
Here's the thing. You'll get used to California eventually, and you'll start to love it.
Another reason I hate it. I'm not done yet.
No,
I'm not done bagging on it yet.
This is 15 seconds of Cali hate. Go.
The time difference. The time difference.
It's your West Coast, best coast time? Are you talking about Pacific time?
No, it's the worst. I don't need college game day to start at 6 in the morning. That doesn't count against my 15 seconds either. That was just one word.
That was 1 second. That was 1 second of your 15 seconds.
All right, fine. 14 later. All right, okay. I'm over it now. Okay. I'm done talking about sports.
We'll go into that in a second. A couple quick housekeeping things before we go into our new special segment, Mia Khalifa Talks Sports for 15 seconds. Coming up on the show, we have Last Jedi News, Rampage trailer, and some weird kid shit on YouTube that's going to be interesting to talk about. Also, our Justice League Reacts is up if you guys want to see our spoiler-free thoughts on that. It's the first 10 minutes, and then we go into a good 15 minutes of spoilerific territory. You and I were talking earlier. You are not going to see Justice League.
Because I was going to see it last night and then immediately decided not to.
Are you going
to
see it eventually?
Yes, when it's on for free on like a flight or something.
Okay, so you're not, you're just, no, we're good.
No, I love Batman. But I love the Chris Nolan Batmans, and anything after that, I'm not rushing to the theater to see.
I think a lot of people think the same way, including myself, sadly. But if you guys are excited about this film, you want to see what we thought about it, it's up. Go look at it. Please be nice to Greg, because he's not having a great time. Also, congratulations to our good friend and co-host, Andrea Renee. She is nominated for Trending Gamer of the Year. Please go over there and support her and vote for her.
Congratulations.
Yeah, apparently there's no good way of finding how to vote for that, so they recommend you just Google Trending Gamer Vote in the Google search bar, and whatever comes up, you go there. So maybe one day we'll have a little URL that can help with that. But until that day goes, we have to go old school.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I know.
She's so pretty.
Yeah, she's, I don't know if she's coming in today or not. But yeah, she's one, we work with her. She's super knowledgeable about game stuff. And when she starts talking, I stop listening because I don't like games that much. I just tune out. It's like when people start talking about that, what's it called, sports.
Oh, yeah, the sport bowl?
What
yeah.
Is it, where they throw the thing and there's masculinity and all sorts of.
So much testosterone.
Testosterone. See, that's why I like yoga. There's no testosterone in yoga. In fact, it's the opposite.
Oh,
I think you take your testosterone
don't
out, you put it by
started.
The door.
You get 15 seconds of yoga
okay.
on the show. I'm drawing ground rules
okay,
here.
Okay, cool. That was my 5 seconds of that, and I'll use mine later. That's it for that. Let's go into one quick news story. Let's do that. Let's go into the news, Kev. Let's go into the first news story. How into nerd stuff are you? Do you like Star Wars? Are you a Star Wars fan?
Not that much.
Well, I am.
I mean, enough to, I've seen them.
You've seen them.
Yeah.
But you're just not clamoring for
I'm
the new one
I'm not out collecting action figures or pops of them.
That's fair.
I'm that way about Batman and Batman only.
I noticed that as you walked in, you pointed to all of our Batman and Batgirl Funko Pops and all that stuff. And I was like, well, if they go missing, we won't. The fact of the matter is, in this office, there could be at least 15 to 20 of them that go missing. I wouldn't care.
Oh,
so
good.
Feel free to steal whatever. Take whatever you want off of Greg's desk. Because that shit, the problem is, Greg's desk.
He has the same figurine as me, the Batgirl
we'll
one.
We'll take it and just throw it out the window. Because it starts to get onto my desk, and I don't like that. I like my desk to be clean.
You're anal?
I'm kind of anal.
Okay, I'm that way too.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Jeff's things, though.
Yeah.
Like when he comes over to my place and brings his, like.
Does he have nerd shit?
Like, oh my God. Sometimes he'll bring his, what is it? His laptop and put it on my table. I'm just kidding.
He has this thing that, like, computes things. It's nerdy as fuck. Well, also nerdy as fuck, segue. Right? I'm crushing it today. Over on the Twitters, at Sleemo _, who apparently runs a Star Wars blog, says, Rian Johnson confirms that The Last Jedi runtime is 2 hours and 30 minutes, credits included, making it the longest Star Wars film of the franchise, to which I say, fantastic.
That's crossing into Lord of the Rings territory.
Oh, we don't talk Lord of the Rings here.
Really? I have a Frodo tattoo. That's how much I love Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Andy is rolling over in his grave right now because Andy wishes he
Andy's
could be here.
Andy's dead?
Andy loves Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
And I am not a huge Lord of the Rings fan, and so I like to fuck with him.
Bonus points, I gave myself this tattoo in high school.
How did you do that?
Jailhouse style.
Dude, Big Pen?
Yep.
Like hot Big Pen?
Yes.
Holy shit.
I went to military boarding school. Oh, there's my one. Yep, Frodo. You can't really see it because it's a jailhouse tattoo, and I gave it to myself almost 8 years ago.
So wait, this is way more fun than any of these stupid news stories. You were in high school, and you were like, you saw, what did you read? You read The Hobbit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you were like, this 200-page book is really good.
Yes.
And then they came up with the 9,000-hour movies, and then you were like, I'm in love with this. So your first instinct was, carve something into my finger.
Yes, originally. Well, the reason I picked Frodo is one ring to rule them all, and I wanted to do it on my ring finger, and then I thought ahead, like a woman does.
What if you get married?
Yes.
Yeah.
What if I get married? Like, all of my wedding pictures are going to have this, like, janky-ass tattoo, so let me just do it on the other hand.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, still a ring finger, depending on what culture
exactly,
you come from.
Exactly.
That's And you did it on the inside, so you can't, so it looks...
Yeah, and then it's also so faded, and I also did it so poorly. It just looks like it says, Froo.
It does look a little like Froo.
What's your stance on Clerks?
I love that movie. Yeah.
All right, so you're okay.
All right, good.
We had a raging debate, and largely
Clerks
propagated...
Clerks 2 is better, though.
Oof.
I know.
Well, it is
no,
a better
I mean,
movie. It is a better
it's
movie.
A better movie
it's
for
a much
sure.
better, well-made
but I
movie.
Like to think that together, they're perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So Chasing Amy, though, takes the cake on all of them.
I mean,
Kevin's, he's tricking you here, though. Because we had a debate 2 weeks ago, which is better, Lord of the Rings or Clerks.
Why?
And it got so heated online that Kevin Smith actually responded and said, guys, Lord of the Rings is a much better movie than Clerks. Kevin Smith actually did. And people are still defending Clerks versus Lord of the Rings.
We all know that Kevin Smith, he's playing the game, you know? He's trying to win more Oscars or an Oscar, whatever.
I don't think he's trying to win an Oscar. I don't think he cares. I think he just realizes that Lord of the Rings
is
an amazing accomplishment, and Clerks is a better movie.
Nah, he has to play with the Academy.
If I only had to watch one movie for the rest of my life between those two, I'm watching Clerks.
Hell yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
And she has Fro tattooed on her...
Fruity
Loops tattooed on her finger. So everyone out there who is like diehard, like people get hot about this, by the way. They get really fucking
about
like,
Clerks
about
or
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
like,
no.
People come at you when you start talking shit about.
Oh, it's like
LOTR,
triggering vegan
like,
Twitter.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh man, here's how it went. People were joking around. This is a joke, obviously. I was kidding around when I said Clerks. I mean, I'd rather watch Clerks and Lord of the Rings than I didn't give a damn.
For sure.
But I was joking around, and on the you can see on Twitter when it goes bad. There's always that one guy that goes, hey, I don't get this, and I'm pissed off, so I'm going to ruin everyone's day by this. And it was that one guy, and everyone was just like,
oh, my God.
Shit after
that. The nerdiest part is that, like, he called out some character, and you were like, I know that character.
He called up Tom Bombadil, and I was like...
It wasn't Tom Bombadil.
I thought it was Tom Bombadil.
Like, you know him personally?
Well, I don't know Tom Bombadil personally, because
he's
a fictitious character.
He's read the books, because he's a nerd.
Well, my problem with Lord of the Rings, and I've said this before, and guess what? It's my show, so I'll fucking say it again, is that I read the books before I saw each movie. And when I say before, I mean I finished it the night before every movie.
Oh, you did it on purpose.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, I want to read the source material first, and that was stupid.
Sorry.
Because the movies are so, like, true to the book.
What I've always done about movies where I haven't read the books yet is I always read the books after. Always after.
Smarter way to go.
Yeah.
Smarter way to go, unless it's Harry Potter, in which case don't.
Or The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
What's The Boy in the Striped Pajamas?
It's a very sad Holocaust movie.
It's really
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. I'm probably... I don't read books.
It's a great movie, though.
Sometimes I go, I see things that I know are going to be emotionally draining, and I'm like,
Oh, it's sometimes I need that, though. It's cathartic.
It is, but like I'm ashamed to say, as a person who loves movies, that I still haven't seen Schindler's List. It's been on my Amazon Prime, because I know it's going to be really sad.
I've never finished Schindler's List.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I know, but it's one of those
pianist,
movies where like...
The Pianist, though. The Pianist is so good.
So good.
That one I have seen.
Pianist or Schindler's List, which one would make you cry harder?
Probably Schindler's List. I've seen the trailer for Schindler's List, and there's the kid and the shit.
Oh, actually, I know when that tops the cake for both of those.
Yeah.
Life is Beautiful.
Was that the...
The one in Italian.
Oh, yeah. That was really good.
Yeah.
That was really good. There's just,
I'm actually just sad thinking about all this stuff, guys.
Oh, Holocaust.
Let's go into something
Segway.
Fun, then. How about this, Kev?
Let me tell you,
let me tell you one thing that probably makes you happier than anything else. The Rock.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of The Rock?
No, because I am not a Miami Hurricanes fan.
Damn, it goes that
deep.
It goes that deep. He hasn't. Did he play for that in college? Is that what he played for? He hasn't been in college in 74 years.
Yeah, but now he has a show called Ballers, and it is in the intro for Ballers, and I love that show.
I love that fucking show so much. Mm. Ballers is great, and here's why. I love Entourage, and it is Entourage with sports, and that's okay for me. Even though I don't like sports.
I hated Entourage because it was just a douchey Entourage.
Yes, but this is douchey Entourage with sports.
Exactly, and I love it.
Great. And it's got Rob Corddry in it, and he's awesome. The Rock is doing 15 movies a year, one of which is The Rampage, which is based on an arcade video game. And guess what? I don't give a fuck. We're going to watch the trailer
right
now.
I haven't seen the trailer yet, so.
Well, here we go.
Genuine reaction here.
Hold on.
It's weird. You like hang out with animals more than people.
Oh, I thought this was gonna be a biopic on Rampage Jackson.
That would be amazing, actually.
George, he was 2 years old. George never would have seen.
Can we agree that CGI is getting way too... Are we allowed to talk about this?
Yeah.
Can we agree that CGI is getting way too real?
Yeah, I don't like it. It's uncanny and it's off-putting.
I like it when it's a little, like, unrealistic.
It just fucks with me.
George was 7 feet and weighed 500 pounds.
It's just scary that technology has come that far.
Well, now they're
doing I'm gonna lie and say all my porn was CGI. It wasn't me.
That's fine. That's totally fine. But that's the crazy thing is like they're using all that facial shit now in all the horror movies, and like they did it in Superman.
With the mustache, right?
And it was fucking weird.
Genetic.
It was very.
I
want to
see it.
No,
I
want to
see it. Like a picture, not
incredibly. You have to see it in motion because like the lip doesn't quite move right. It's very weird.
Is he the only one?
Oh, you didn't know about the 30-foot wolf?
Kev, did you know about the 30-foot wolf?
I love the way he says it.
Oh, you did? I'm Negan from
I'm
The
Negan
Walking Dead.
Still, yeah.
I like how he's just playing that character now and everything.
Not so hot take. I don't like Walking Dead.
Hell of a day, huh?
We're over
you
it.
Know,
the whole world is. We decided
yeah,
together.
I think as a society, we've moved on.
I watched the first season and I couldn't get into it.
Really?
Yeah.
That was me first, and then I came back to it, watched the second season, really liked it. Third, fourth, fifth, great. After that point, I was like, I'm wasting it. I can't do this anymore.
I don't it's like. Never gonna I don't end. Like things with zombie plots, subplots.
There's some weird fucked up part of me that loves it, but then after a certain point, it gets, it's just,
it's not scary to me, it's just very, it comes off so corny all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming back.
I love The Rock. I don't care that you played for the Miami Hurricanes.
You have to evacuate.
What sport is that?
It's football.
Okay.
George,
how much I do know. And that, by the way, was another 3 seconds off the time. Have you seen this yet, Tim? Have you seen this?
George!
He's friends with George. George the white monkey.
Tim, he destroys the world like he does in the video game.
One good part of the show.
Is there something in the river?
What's that?
Kevin's rendering something.
Yeah.
He's thinking the only thing that's missing right now is a giant crocodile.
Now, Tim, you shot me. Tim, get in here. Tim Geddes, ladies and gentlemen.
You can use my mic.
There's more.
Now we'll just hear him. Oh, there's more?
Was that it? Like, here's a top shot of a helicopter?
That was weird.
Why not?
Now, Tim.
Yeah.
You're the office curmudgeon. What's going on with you and with this? You keep shaking your head at things.
So here's the thing.
You shook your head all last night when we watched Justice League, and you're shaking your head at this thing.
Because then people think that movies can either be good or fun. They can be both. They could also be neither.
Right.
And the thing is, people are like, oh, this Rampage looks fun. Do you think Rampage looks fun? Rampage does not look fun.
What happened?
Did it fall?
Oh, no, I just wanted to look at it.
It flipped inside.
Yeah, flipped inside.
Oh, my bad.
It's okay.
Rampage does not look fun.
Right.
You're wrong. I can tell you this right now, Nick. That movie is going to be 70% weird backstory of humans talking and a bunch of shit. And then it's going to be 30% of the CG shots that we just saw there.
But how much, let me ask you this question.
Really bad
those aren't the percentages that I care about. The percentages I care about is how much is The Rock in the movie. And if he's in the movie 90%, then I care 90%.
But see, that earlier this year, I would have been right there with you.
Don't bring up Baywatch.
Baywatch happened.
Don't bring up Baywatch.
And then Jumanji trailer.
Sorry, mom and dad are fighting right now. I apologize.
Oh my God.
did anything about that look entertaining to you?
I'm absolutely not going to see that movie.
No, it looks horrible.
I'm very mad that I wasted time on that trailer.
To be fair, though,
you today to watch
sports all weekend. And it's the same thing every single time. Hey, I got the ball. I'm going to throw the ball.
Me and Jeff were walking
ball.
Down the street yesterday, and our Uber was recommending to us, like, oh, you should go to Alcatraz, you should go to the Golden Gate Bridge, and we got out of the Uber, and I was like, do you want to do those things? He goes, yes, I want to do those things when I'm in a city that I'm you, except all you want to do is sit in your hotel room and watch sports all day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So no, I didn't bring that up. And this guy walking in front of us turns around and he goes, shouldn't this be the other way around?
We're in San Francisco, so it can be whatever it needs to be. And B,
all the men here just do yoga and cry.
It's true.
Hey,
I'll do yoga. I cry
have a good cry every once in a while, ladies and gentlemen. It's cathartic.
It is.
Okay?
It feels good.
It's cathartic. You know, like when your
teens. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Bring in the schmings.
Pretty cool now.
There he is.
Anyway, The Rock's tweeting some bullshit.
What's he tweeting?
He was tweeting that he was like, oh, we're trying to fix the whole video games made to movie thing. He's like, I fucked it up with Doom. We're going to make it right this time.
Yeah, no, you're not. You're not going to make it right with this. First off,
Tim,
can you give us
there's so much to unpack there. Tim,
yeah.
Before you leave,
yeah.
Let's bring up one more story while Mia then pets the dog.
You. No, don't.
No, you're fine. You're fine over there.
Me.
Hey, he loves
you
me most.
You love me most, good dude. The Schmeagans.
Oh my goodness.
Look at his little butt. That's the bionic butt. Not this one, Kev. Let's go on to the next one.
Oh, I heard.
Bring this story up.
Oh my gosh.
Star Wars Land. Disney's Star Wars lands are set on the new planet of Batuu.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited about this?
I mean, whatever. There's nothing to be excited about here.
Tim, have you ever felt happiness?
No, I'm happy that Star Wars Land is happening, but it's like,
God,
oh, great.
So
here's a planet we've never seen before.
Tim, we will.
We've already seen this.
We will learn to love Batuu.
We will learn to love Batuu and the various Star Tours.
Now, what I hope is that every, like, not every corner, but one corner out of every 15 corners, you just walk around and fucking Jar Jar Binks is there. And there's no cameras. And you just get
fucking lines for adults too.
Just elbow him right in the fucking.
Oh my goodness! Just,
you know what
so
I mean? Take him down. Little single leg pick. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for news. I think. Yeah, let's go out of the news. Now is the new topic. No, not new topic. Excuse me. Now a new segment of the show that we lovingly refer to as Mia Khalifa Talks Sports for 12 seconds. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, and. Go.
Jameis Winston is an upstanding member of society, and he did not rape anyone. That's it. That's all I need.
Okay, that's it. Well, you have another 7 seconds toward next show that you're on with us. That's great. And that's your hot take on sports, ladies and gentlemen. I don't understand it, and I'm hoping it's true, I guess, that he's an upstanding citizen, because that R word is bad, and we don't like to do that here. The R word's bad.
I didn't say retard.
No, you said rape.
Oh.
That's a scary word. It's scary. Hi, Jen. How you doing?
Good.
Good to see you. We don't spend nearly enough time together.
I know.
We hung out last night after the movie. We had dinner. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. You brought me Portillo, which I like. We'll go into a little deep dive topic here. Earlier today, when Mia and I were getting to know each other, we were bonding over our love of coffee. She dropped this knowledge bomb on me. She said, I quit coffee. I don't drink coffee anymore. And this is my question for you. Why would you do this to yourself?
So, why? It wasn't by choice. My dentist made a comment to me about, it really hurts to get your teeth whitened, and I have very sensitive teeth, but I'm also a little vain, so I want white teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and got them whitened, and she said, hey, you can avoid this pain by not having to get them whitened as often.
Right.
And you can do that by cutting out hot coffee. Like, if you're going to drink coffee, drink iced coffee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
So what I did for the first 2 weeks, because they were so sensitive, was I completely went cold turkey, no coffee. Because mm-hmm. she told me to do that. Like, she said, don't even risk it. Like, it'll stain them twice as much because their pores are so open.
Okay.
So I quit coffee, and I went back to drink
coffee.
So wait,
coffee. They whitened your teeth, and then she was like, but if you do drink coffee right now, it's going to double darken the teeth
if you,
for the
if
first
any,
couple
anything
weeks.
Anything with a very, like, pigmented color.
Okay.
Anything, because the pores are so open.
So if you drank Gatorade, they'd be like, you're going to have red teeth a little bit.
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome, actually.
Yeah, sure. Any color Gatorade.
Cool Greg can have blue
anything
teeth now.
Anything colored. I couldn't eat anything colored either.
Okay.
I was on a white foods diet for... It's like an off-brand
what
Whole Foods.
Oh, so just
like, kidding.
It's like the poorer version of Whole Foods. Love
but
it.
Yeah, I was off coffee for 2 weeks, and then I went and drank iced coffee, and I felt like my heart was going to explode.
Mm, yeah, it's good.
And I needed an in-between, though, because I still needed caffeine in the morning, so now I'm on black tea.
So black tea.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that not stain, though, still?
I'm still drinking it through a straw. I don't drink anything hot anymore.
Okay.
And I, like, put all the... Oh.
So just to follow these two tips of your dentist... I have to put things in. I have to put suck things through a straw.
Yes.
It has to be cold.
Yes.
But it can still be iced coffee.
I'm telling you, she is the. I drank probably between 5 and 7 cups of coffee a day. I have 4 coffee makers in my apartment.
It's the right thing to do.
And I use all of them at least once a day. I'm obsessed with. Like, I think coffee is an art.
Are you a pod coffee person, or I'm gonna brew my own coffee?
Nespresso pod. Yeah, my espresso. Cappuccino maker and my cafecito. My What's Cuban coffee maker.
That's a Cuban coffee maker?
Yes.
What does it do? What does
it
look
makes
like?
You Cuban coffee.
What?
Yeah.
How is that different than like Italian coffee?
It is so much stronger.
I don't know about
and
that.
And you get to say cafecito. So shout out to Peak Dental for getting my teeth on point.
Cuban people are great, but Italians, you know what I mean?
Italians
are way
better.
We got coffee
better.
On a lock,
mm-hmm.
if you know what I'm talking about.
Cuban coffee is very, very sweet.
Here's my thing. I travel a lot because I have to because my wife likes to travel. I like it too, but between you and me, we travel a lot. And I'm always fascinated by coffee cultures in other countries. I would love to go to Cuba and drink coffee there. I've been to Italy, I've been all over Europe.
I can make you some Cuban coffee.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
I don't need a Cuban coffee maker. Like, I just need a pot, some coffee grounds, espresso grounds, not coffee grounds, mm-hmm. and about 3/4 of a cup of sugar.
We don't have any
of those things.
That sounds fair. We can get those things, though.
Well, we don't even have, like, a place to heat a pot.
No, we'll figure it out, though. Yeah. We'll figure
it out. I just need boiling water.
There it is. Okay. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go into the next section of the show called P.S. I Love This Best Friend XOXO. Now, Mia, we like to promote positivity here.
I don't like that.
We have a very... We have a very positive vibe going on with our community. We love them. They're nice to each other. And one of the ways they can show their love for each other is going to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend, filling out the form and nominating someone that you think is just being an outstanding human being. And we'll talk about them on the show today. I'll talk about them positively. I can't say anything for this side of the table. What's going to happen there? But you're going to get a lot of good stuff from me. Just like Kumail H did, is shouting out Translucent Princess. Please intercap your stuff. A very friendly and active member of Kinda Funny subreddit, they recently ran a costume competition, which was pretty fun, and gave a prize at the end.
She's not going to sleep with you, bro.
It might be a he. If it's a he, he'll probably sleep with you. Because dudes are gross, and that's how it goes. But that's nice for a translucent princess. Good.
It's okay.
But yeah, come on.
It's mediocre.
It's great.
Yeah, it's okay.
Listen, have you been on the Reddit? Have you been on the internet before? People can be very, very negative.
I'm terrified of Reddit.
Are you?
Yes.
Our Reddit's actually really, really cool.
My Reddit is like a YouTube comment section with less standards.
Oh, let's check that out, ladies.
No, please don't. Please don't.
Kevin, bring up. No, I'm joking. No! I'm joking. No. Hi, Joey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Meh.
Yeah. Just meh.
I'm not feeling like 100%.
I think you got me a little sick. I'm starting to get a little.
Please get me sick.
Sorry.
A little heady.
Please, I just want sweet death to take me over.
You don't though, because it's gonna be. It's one of those annoying colds where it's like I can still work.
Oh, so you still have to go into work?
Yeah.
No, don't do that to me.
Although Joey's like misery. Joey didn't That's have to. Joey's like I'm just not gonna come in.
So I was like, oh, I'm not gonna. Get
wasn't here. She said that like she was in Cabo instead.
I wish.
Yeah, no, we all wish. Don't we all wish?
Only if there's an infinity pool.
By a beach.
It has to overlook the beach. Yes.
You have to be able to see.
I'm telling you, this is my new standard for traveling.
I'm telling
because
you right
I
now,
hate the beach, but I love tanning in the pool.
You're going to love this. If you find if you look when you go to the resort or you look up the resort on the internet, which is what we do, you gotta just look at the pool and make sure it's on the beach. If it's on the beach, you're fantastic.
Top
if not,
50.
Don't
Thank
worry
you.
About it. And the great thing about it is we stayed at one place where there were two pools. One pool was on the beach. And the other pool was away from the beach. So if she didn't even want to see sand, she didn't have to. It was great.
What kind of luxury? Oh, those are goals right
it
there.
It was fantastic.
If
and
you don't even want to see sand.
You don't have to see sand. And the great part is, this particular resort we stayed at, it was in Costa Rica, they brought us snacks, like treats. Oh. So there was like every day by the pool, if you were there, every like 3 hours, they brought you a little like frozen treat.
Oh, that's incredible.
They had these little, it was Costa Rica, they had these little pouches of coconut ice cream that you like bit the edge off. And eight, but it also kind of looked like when drug smugglers swallow like heroin.
But that also takes the edge off.
Kind of
so.
Cool. I know. I was like, well, this is hitting on all cylinders for me, which is fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, it's giveaway time. Thanks, Kev. Thanks for that pity laugh.
Yeah.
If you guys didn't know, each and every day we give away a game here at twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. On this morning show, there's four ways to win. One, you can be in the Twitch chat right now. Two, you can be a subscriber to us. How do you become a subscriber? You can go, if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. We'd like that to go to us. You can give it to Mia. If you wanted to, but just
give
it to someone. Give it to me.
No, give it to me.
Give it to someone because otherwise it's money going to waste. I know what a lot of you guys are out there thinking. You're like, Nick, you haven't subscribed to your own channel, so why should we? Well, guess what? Yesterday, Joey made me. Joey made me go online and subscribe.
A best friend
but
did
I, said,
it.
I said to myself, I'm not going to subscribe to my own channel because that's stupid and it's a waste. So I went over and I subscribed to Fran Mirabella's channel. That's right. I did. And this is going to be a new thing, by the way. So every month, we're going to use our subscriptions to give to someone else because that's the right way to do it in order to remind you guys to do it. Because otherwise, Amazon is just taking your money back. And guess fucking what? They're going to own us all one day. We're all going to work for Amazon.
God, I hope so.
It's going to be Skynet, and it's going to be great. So let's help them get to that point. You know what I mean? I just want to get to the point
that.
Where they where the robots just run
I'm
shit.
All for the Amazon takeover. Like, I want that thing where they open the door and put my packages inside. I want them to, like, open my door.
Drones.
Yes.
I want the drone to come in and
I
drop shit off.
I want every apartment building from 2020 onward to have a, like,
drone
like a helipad?
Yeah. No, a hole in the wall where, like, my packages can just fly in.
I want them to have, Kevin, how cool would this be?
I'm listening.
Helipad, right?
Okay.
Every building has a drop-off point. They come, they drop it off there, you walk up, you get your package, you have a cup of coffee.
No. I don't even want to walk anywhere.
Yeah, oh, you don't want to leave. You don't want to leave your jam. You want to be in the jam jams.
Imagine there's a helipad that sticks, there's a window right there, okay, and a little helipad right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then every once in a while you have a package, you just open the window, there's your package. In the middle of your house, you know what I mean?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a little helipad.
That would be pretty cool.
Oh, I just subscribed to you.
Hey, look at that. Look how easy that is. She didn't even do it. Did you see her do anything? No.
That's the Amazon. I got the new Amazon brain chip.
She has the chip. And it's a fantastic ship. There's two other ways you can win the giveaway, which is going to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Supporting us at the $2 above level enters you to win. You also get all the cool perks of the $1 or above level, which, spoilers, if you're a supporter right now at the $1 above level on our main Patreon, you get to watch Mia in about 3 hours do a live podcast. And based on how this is going, it's going to be fucking fantastic. I have a good feeling about this. Very good feeling about this. Today's winner comes from the Twitch chat. Markov3 has won Paranormal Activity VR on PS4. Congratulations.
Whoa.
Thank you for being here. Hopefully you have a VR headset.
I actually played that at a VR center in LA.
Is it freaky?
It was awful. It was terrifying. They had to rip the things off of me because I was going to choke myself.
I get a little claustrophobic when yes. it comes to VR stuff.
Yes, and oh my God, I didn't like it.
No?
But I did really enjoy the, they looked like Cylons. It was awesome trying to kill them. What game was it? Jeff!
What
was the other game that we didn't play, but I went back and played?
Heavy Rain?
No. This was in VR.
Oh, that was Paranormal Activity.
No. The one that, no, the...
That was where you freaked out.
No, Jeff, I went back and played the other one and told you about it. The one where, like, I shot robots and shit.
Oh, that was,
it was awesome.
Crap.
Felt like I was killing Cylons.
I can't remember the name of it. Something with a computer term in it.
Yeah.
Jeff, you think about that, and while you do think about that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into the chat and talk directly to you. Like I said before, 5 times, this is a live show. If you're watching this on YouTube, you're missing out, son, because everyone that's in the chat right now gets to ask her questions. And by her, I mean her, because I know y'all don't have any questions for me, because you see me every fucking day. We're going to take 3 questions, comments, and concerns from the non-subscribers, and then we will go to our chosen few. You beautiful bastards out there that actually choose to give us money. We'll talk to you guys. Cue up your questions, comments, concerns. Anything is on the table right now. She will answer everything. I will answer everything. We'll get very candid. Or not. I don't know. It's our purview. We don't give a fuck, right? It's our show.
Raw data.
Yeah, raw data. That was so fun.
Yeah.
Who says data? Do you say data?
He also says Mario.
I say Mario because I'm Italian.
Oh my God, he's Jewish.
Well, I have a lot of like cousin Marios from Jersey. I also think
you're lying to people right now, Nick.
I don't have any cousin Marios.
I
have a cousin Lou. I have Uncle Lou.
I didn't know that you do have a cousin. You have a dad Lou.
My dad's name is Lou too. Yeah.
You have an Uncle Lou and your dad's
yeah,
name?
Yeah, well, there's only like 5 names that Italians give their kids.
That's true.
It's Lou, it's Mario.
Anthony,
Michael. Michael's always. Yeah. If it's an angel, they name the kid after the angel.
Yeah.
And then if you're an Italian woman, it's Gina Marie. You got to be named Gina Marie or Marie or Gina Marie or Marie Gina.
Yeah,
it's always that. That's the way it goes. Let's see what people are saying in the chat. Hey, Nick,
they're
quick question.
They're saying a lot of shit that they don't mean. I wanted to tell you right now. All this bongo talk is just full of shit.
What bongo?
Oh, so we do a charity stream every year called For Extra Life. Well, it's for the kids. You know, we like to save kids.
Oh, God.
Because we're humanitarians.
What have the kids ever done for us?
Well, we used to be kids. And so if we want there to be more kids, we have to save them. But every year, Kevin graciously donates his stomach to be bongoed. So if we hit a certain tier, we get to play bongos. Now, the problem with Kevin this year is that he said at $5,000, you'll get a bongoing. We owe him 3 bongos. That's the thing. So people in the chat right now are saying that you should bongo him.
I'm down to bongo you.
Oh, no.
Now, Kevin, by law, I can't force you to do this because I am your employer.
Wait, what about
you are HR department.
What about that stuff you said earlier that if I don't do this on air, that's it for me?
No, that wasn't on air.
Remember
I said if you
said
don't do this behind closed doors, that's it for you.
I said if you don't bring it up,
quote unquote, and service me, we won't. You won't have a job.
Oh, man, you go deeper every time.
You started this, and you know we're going to go to a dark place, sir. You know when you want to take me to a dark place, I will grab your hand. We'll go there together.
Oh, all right.
Oh, are we doing this?
Yes!
Everybody, Kevin's getting bongoed. Woo! Come in and watch. Now, you get to pick your song for bongoing.
Okay.
So what would you like? I'm going to lay on this.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to pull my shirt up, and then you get to bongo my stomach.
Okay.
So, that's...
The Rains in Africa.
Okay. Oh, yes. I like that. That's a lot. Very good. Hold on.
I get so happy whenever I see a dog.
Hold on, everyone's coming to watch Kevin get bongo.
Yeah, this is going to be my favorite
thing that's ever. Thing.
This is a very special
thing.
CarMax.
Oh.
You okay?
My mic. I stepped on my mic and then
that's
just
okay.
Pulled myself down.
This is the second time Mia's almost killed herself in this office. I just want everyone to know. She walked in and almost ate shit, so we'll see what's happening.
It was a scary moment when you walked in. I thought you were going to die.
Oh my God.
Yeah, get on it. Okay, don't hurt yourself. Lay down. Don't hurt my drinks.
You gotta move this.
Okay,
you
sorry.
You should stand right here.
Okay.
You stand right.
Oh my God.
Don't worry about it.
This isn't moving the way I intended it to.
Sorry,
why?
You gotta just push. You guys just push. Use your muscles.
What is wrong with this chair?
Hold on, I got it.
It's no wheels because he likes to move really hard.
Okay.
Warm it up. You take your time with this, by the way. Don't let him rush
no,
you.
There's like,
how many bongos do I get?
You get as
like four.
Play
as
okay. much. No. Bullshit.
These opinions that everyone's having.
Right. I gotta wait for the chorus.
Okay.
We're not still doing this, right?
No, it was just that name.
All right. Okay.
He's got a little lint. Let me get the lint out. There it is. Okay, it's good. A hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Here we go. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's, I'll be honest with you, that was a great use of the second bongo.
You have two more, Nick.
I get two more.
I can't wait for the chorus.
It was perfect.
Oh my God.
All right.
I got too excited. I couldn't wait.
Last time, Andy bruised me.
Oh, I was nice.
Thank you very
much. I was gentle.
I appreciate that. And Nick likes to end by hitting me in the balls. Every time.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's illegal, and I would not do
you know
anything like that.
Did he? Last time
did
on
he?
Air, he was like, and for Nick.
Just a little tap?
Yeah.
Just a little tap on the sack? I appreciate that. People were very much enjoying that. And there you go.
Oh, you use French vanilla creamer, don't you?
I do a little bit. Yeah, I know. That's a little shit.
Oh,
sugar.
Yeah, I miss coffee.
Do you want some?
I would love some.
Go Kevin? Ahead.
It's hot, though. It's
no, good. Let me just rub it on my gums.
Yeah, just,
No, I'll get iced coffee later and put some French vanilla creamer in it.
Perfect. Perfect. Let's take a couple. We'll take a couple more. Actually, fuck it. Let's go into sub-only mode.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, fuck you, plebs.
Let's see. Nothing will beat last year's Extra Life bongos, honestly. I don't know about that. That was pretty fucking amazing. Mr. Yasman 300 says, Nick, will you allow The Rock and Kate Beckinsale to bongo Kevin in the future? I don't know what future you're living in.
Wait, why that combination?
I don't know.
Why those two?
But sure, I love both of those human beings, so why not?
Wait, why are you getting to choose who's allowed to bongo?
Because I'm the keeper of everything in this office, Kevin. I'm the keeper of five things. One, is Blade Runner 2049 a good movie? Yes. Is The Departed? Two, is The Departed a good movie?
Yes.
Three, we leave that space open. Four is for little baby Jesus. We put that in there, right? He gets that space. Okay. Five. Who bongos Kevin at what point? I almost forgot.
I saw it.
The problem
you
is I have to remember this stupid bit every time I do it. I can't remember it. Where was I going with this?
I understand.
Five. I'm the keeper of who gets to bongo you. And today, the chat has chosen. Mia has said yes. You got bongo. That's the way it goes. Okay.
All right,
you want to get bongoed by The Rock?
It's different. It's different than saying I bongoed Mia Khalifa, though.
Yeah, no, it's very different.
It is different.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this right now, it was fun to watch. It was super fun to watch, and it's definitely gonna. If anyone out there screen cap that, please send it to me because that's gonna be the thumbnail for
please,
today.
Yeah, please spam my Twitter with that.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. People call me a flip flopper. I don't understand what I just flip flopped on. I didn't even render an opinion on anything. That was just that. Let's go into sublime. I'm tired of talking to you, plebs. Subscribers. Nope, I did that wrong. Hold on.
Did I say something offensive? Jeff's looking at me like.
No.
Okay.
No. You're fine.
There we are. So far.
It's the look.
She's been great. We're in San Francisco, okay? This is the hub of free speech in America. She can say whatever she wants to say on this show.
No, don't give that to her.
She can say whatever she wants to say right now. Any kind of crazy thing that might get us more views, feel free to just blurt it out. Just blurt it out. We do not condone, nor do we condemn our guests.
Do you have a bleep button? I'll say it if you can bleep it right away.
We don't have a bleep button.
Okay, we do not.
Kevin can just say bleep into the microphone as you're talking, but they'll still hear you.
Oh, you cunt.
Oh, I say cunt.
Yeah,
okay,
we do
good.
Say
yeah,
that
no, we're cool with that.
That's a word that hasn't been taken off the.
You can't take
list.
That away from me. No one can ever take that away from me. They took. Fine!
We took. There is a lot of words that we have to pray for now. We're not allowed to say anymore. But the see you next Tuesday word is not one of them. I think that's still allowed. Acro86 says, Mia, you have 7 seconds of sports left. Do you think the Cavs or the Celtics will end up going to the finals against the Warriors? Question mark.
I think it's going to be the Wizards.
Is that a real team?
If it is a real team, Kevin, and I don't know either, then we are supporting them because Harry Potter for life, you know what I'm talking about? I'm a Ravenclaw, it's not a big deal.
Wait, the fact that it was genuine concern is very offensive.
So wait,
like, what? Well, I genuinely didn't know that they were a team.
So real they quick, are.
What, it's a real team. What
city are they from? No, Washington, D.C. They used to be the Washington, D.C. Bullets, but that was a little too on the nose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, that's a little crime right there.
Yeah.
I assume then you're also a Redskins fan? Is that a
sadly.
Thing? Sadly.
Very sadly.
Okay. I think Andy wanted me to give you shit about being a Redskins fan.
He did, and he wanted my topic to be...
To be what would you rename them?
Yes, and Jeff nixed that because it would be something even more offensive.
We'll talk about that off air. Because I really want to know what that is. But it was, yeah, it would have been a good topic. We decided that we probably will shy away from... Well, actually, Greg knows sports, so we could talk about little sports on the podcast if you want. Tim and I don't know anything about sports.
Okay.
As yeah, you can probably like tell based on the fact that I don't know the Wizards were a real team, but it gets me excited.
I still think that
I imagine they come out every time, and instead of a basketball, they go, Wingardium Leviosa, and they just all levitate, and they
have the ball that goes in. Except it's like Ron Weasley, and we always miss.
Oh, that's fair. Oh, it sucks for you guys. Wait, how long has it been since one of your team has been good?
Florida State won the national championship in 2013, and before then, it was in 1992. Oh, the Redskins won. And before then, 1960.
Wait, 1992? So you remember?
I was not born.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't...
Or in America.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, one day, right?
One day.
That'll be good. I mean, I don't know. We have good teams here. I guess the Warriors are just the best team, always.
Name two of their players.
The Warriors?
Not Steph Curry.
Nope. Can't do it. Yep, then. That's what I thought. You would have had me at two, by the way. I would have just said Steph Curry, and then you would have been like, bah. And then I would have said LeBron, and then I would have just walked away. I would have just walked away, but like, you know, one of those things. Kevin, can you name two of the Warriors?
Oh,
actually,
God, no.
I can name two of the Warriors, but I need Cool Greg in here to name them for me.
Cool Greg!
Cool Greg's Warriors fan since he was a child.
Yeah, Cool Greg is a diehard Warriors fan.
Where is he
He's
now?
One of those guys that when other
so
people...
So he was a Warriors fan when Steph... How long have you
name
been a Warriors
fan? Name two people
fan?
Other than Steph Curry that play for the Warriors currently, for me, on my behalf.
Quinn Cook?
Livingston, fucking Thompson.
There you go. Livingston and Thompson. Bet you didn't know I knew that. There you go. I have people, Mia. I have people. No, Cool Greg, come in here. So you've been a Warriors fan since birth, right?
Can I tell another story?
You can tell whatever the fuck you want, bro. It's your world. I'm just living in it.
All right, so before she got here, can you hear me?
Yeah.
So speak into the microphone.
All right, so before she got here.
No, speak into the mic.
I can't.
Cool Greg's not comfortable with that.
Before she got here.
We tried to take him to a strip club one time, and he was like, no, I'm good.
How San Franciscan of you.
I had some drinks.
Yeah.
He called me an Uber. Mm-hmm. I went downstairs. I didn't know who was my Uber, which car was coming or whatever. Assumed it was this one that stopped right in front of me, opened the door, and it was her.
Yeah.
Didn't realize it was her, so I was like, oh, sorry, my bad, stepped back or whatever. Got in the Uber, and the Uber continued to talk a lot of shit about them, called them spoiled, and I recorded all of it.
So no they,
yeah,
way!
So stuck up and spoiled and giving them directions, and it was a short ride, but they were really rude the whole time.
No way!
You're
like,
kidding me.
I was just there, you hear what I'm saying? Nothing. Like,
stop like three times.
All right.
I hate that when
that
happens.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
That's okay. Hilarious!
That's
Wait. Did he also say how he missed the drop-off point three different times?
He said it was the wrong number when it wasn't. But yo, I mean, the footage is there.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
This is something we're going to definitely have to put out, maybe. Doesn't matter. Yeah. We're beyond sports at this point.
Oh
now we've
God.
Talked for sports for 5 minutes. Mia does not ever get to talk sports again on this show, as far as I'm concerned. We're done. Unless Andy's here, in which case you guys can just yell at each other for who's better, the Spurs or the Cavs.
Why those two?
Because he loves the Spurs.
Oh, I love the Spurs too. I have a soft spot for the Spurs.
Do you?
I love Tim Duncan and Kawhi
thing?
Leonard.
I don't know. Do you like the Warriors at all? They're your
I
team
like
now.
The Warriors.
They're your team now because you're in California.
First of all, there was like eight other teams in the state.
Yeah, they don't count. The Lakers were cool at one point, right? They did good for a while. The Clippers were never good.
If I had to pick a Californian team.
Is there a
team,
San Diego team that I don't know
I would
about?
Honestly pick the Kings. Sacramento.
You could be totally fucking with me because I was like, wait, isn't that a hockey team?
Yes, Los Angeles. Oh my God, that's impressive.
I went to a Kings game once. I had a girl.
It's
that,
electric, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a friend of mine was like, hey, my dad has box seats or whatever the fuck you want to go. And I'm like, I've never been to a hockey game. It was a blast.
Yeah, was there a fight?
No.
Hockey games are so much better when there's fights.
But people were just slamming people in the glass.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is legal?
No, yeah.
This is great.
A Capitals player, yes, a Washington Capitals player, my very sorry hockey team. He broke someone's arm on a very clean hit.
Sports.
Mm-hmm. Incredible.
I'd like to say that I appreciate Mia for picking the Kings because everyone forgets about the Kings.
Yes. Yes, I love the
not
Kings.
As bad as everyone thinks it is.
No, I like the
this
Kings.
This is a real team?
If I really had to pick a Californian basketball team, Kings. Also, their colors are awesome.
Purple and black yeah. and silver.
That's a badass color scheme.
Perfect. I'm still super salty about 2003 when they lost to the Lakers and it was totally rigged, but
you know what? I'm sorry. I'm very salty about the way y'all let Boogie go.
Just letting everyone know. I'm letting you know, Joey, you're against the clock now too. So you've talked about sports for 2 minutes, and that means the next time you host me with the show.
Stop trying to oppress women!
I'm not trying to oppress women. I'm trying to oppress the toxic masculinity that is sports. Do you understand me?
Toxic masculinity.
Do people are talking shit about me in the chat, and probably rightfully so. I see Yo-Yo says, fucking Nick. Melissa with the Y says, Nick's cluelessness is amazing, which is not a compliment, but nor is it a critique either. Acro86 says, Nick, it's literally north of you. And people are, actually, Mystery Ass Man 300 says,
Wait, go down.
Yeah, what do you want?
Vardellas, fuck you.
Damn. Vardellas says, let's go Pens. I don't know what that means.
That's not a thing that I know.
He doesn't like pens, apparently.
I like Sharpies better personally.
I like caps. I don't like pens. I only like pen caps.
Spider Kid, changing topic, says, Mia, what's the best food in Austin?
Oh, La Barbecue. Mm-hmm. No, Style Switch Barbecue.
Mm.
Any barbecue.
Man, we go there for RTX once a year. We're there every once in a while because we collab. With Rooster Teeth, and man, I love Rooster Teeth. I love barbecue.
I love Barbara. Oh,
I love that you have this like love affair with Barb now online. It's the best. She's the best, right?
I want to be her so bad.
I just want to be friends with her.
Oh, I know.
I think you can. Barb is cool. She's cool. You guys should hang out more.
I just want to get in on the inner circle with her.
You're in.
Yes.
Because yes, you guys know I'm the keeper of six things. Okay. Blade Runner, Departed, Leave Space for Jesus. Jesus Takes Up Four. Five. Shit. What was it, Kevin? Whether or not Kevin gets bongos.
No,
and
it's
six,
bongos.
Whether or not Mia is in the inner circle. And guess what you are?
Are we going to have a moment like in, what did they do in Parent Trap? You are part of the circle, and then we form a circle with our hands or something.
I like that. That's fun. It's more of an oval, but we'll take it.
There you go. Nailed it.
There it is.
Photoshop whatever you want in there, y'all.
Oh, Christ. There it is. It's going to be something going in my mouth.
And there is a challenge for your Reddit. Who can Photoshop the weirdest thing in between there?
Oh,
okay. They really like challenges like that.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Put it in there. That's it for this show.
No.
Let's wrap. No? Well, we got you. You in another 2 hours. You'll be back with Game of Greggy. That's a 2-hour podcast. Okay. We can talk about whatever you want.
Okay.
We can do topics. You have a topic. It's fun. Or we can just do, it usually just downgrades to like freeform chaos.
That's fine.
So it's going to be super cool. But thank you so much for joining me
thank
today.
Thank you for having me.
It's been
me.
An absolute pleasure having you. It's awesome getting to know you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us here live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We will be back Monday. I believe I'm back Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then I'm gone Tuesday because I also have to go to something called the Thanksgiving. There is pumpkin pie out there to be eaten. And God damn it if I'm not the person to be doing that. But until then, stick around. I'll read subs right after that. Kind of Funny Games Daily coming at you. Love you all. Bye.